And this is the look, this is the thing, this is the look that you're gonna get. This is the native shrubs in the wildlife garden at Prairie Nursery Company. And so you have to be ready for that look. Now, like I said, 20 years ago, they weren't ready for this look. The general public was not ready to have this, to look at this and think that I'm not on a nature hike, I'm in my backyard, right? But the good news is we've gone past that, and now we can do this kind of thing in the smallest little backyard. But there is an aesthetic to it that you have to accept. And the fact that you're in this room means that you're all in on it with me, right? So I don't have any lawn guys that I'm gonna get in an argument with, right? When I tell them to leave the leaves on the lawn, right, that whole bit, we'll get to that. There's a slide coming up. So that's the look. So let's talk about some of the keys to designing a habitat hedgerow. We'll get through some plants. Native shrubs are the very best at creating habitat for wildlife, supplying food, cover, and nesting sites, even in urban and suburban sites. It's all about the natives, okay? These are our selections that we need to do. So these are the plants that we have to grow. They're gonna help create that habitat. Even a single native shrub, a nice big viburnum in the corner of a small lot, is gonna start creating some habitat, right? And there are other things that are gonna, you can plant other things that are gonna attract, you know, swallowtails, and they'll lay their eggs on them and they'll pupate and they'll eat it. You plant some milkweed, that's why people like to do milkweed, so the monarchs will lay their eggs. I did a bunch of milkweed for somebody once, and then he called me and he took a picture, and one of the caterpillars was on there, the monarch caterpillar, and he's like, "What is this thing? Should I kill it? Should I squash it?" And I was like, "No, what are you doing? That was the whole idea." But they're big and they're fat. They look a little bit like a hornworm if anybody's ever grown, like, you know, garden. And so it freaked him out. And I was like, "No, that's our, like, it's amazing. You got like 20 of them, you know, so let's do it." So it's the natives that are gonna create that habitat. The shrubs are the big piece of the habitat hedge, right? So there's wild, you know, there's meadow habitats, there's woodland habitats. The hedgerow habitat, you know, is primarily gonna be our shrubs. Though it's nice to work in that tree, that medium-sized tree, and then you have to do the lower layer. You get year-round interests with flowers, fruit, foliage, and form, right? So you'll get those spring flowers of viburnums, a lot of early spring bloomers with the viburnums. You'll get fruit from viburnums. I'm talking a lot about viburnums, so that's a good choice, however. You'll get some fruits later on.